Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Three times a week, one man enters a kitchen on the north side and starts to make a free lunch for as many as 65 people.
It's very humbling to be at the point where you may need to go and get this kind of assistance to be able to eat today kind of thing. So I try to attack it from that angle first. I go from a more sensitive angle, from like, hey, come on in. Hey, let's just have a good time. This is about a good time. It ain't about who's starving, who's not, who's this meat, this his food. Let's have a good time, conversation, eat, and enjoy. This is enjoy. Hi, my name is Tracy Cease, and I am the cook here at Pleasant Valley Shelter. I cook for the daytime program, what they call the day shelter, on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. We do a lunch here at 12 noon. We work with what we have. Mostly we have great situations from PNC Park to Outback Steakhouse to community donations that come through to us kind of thing. We've been fortunate, blessed, and we always have enough, and there's always something coming and going with it that we can use. I was homeless at one point, and I started coming, I found out about this place being homeless. And I came here, and I met, don't know how, Alonzo asked me one day, the guy who was cooking here, asked me one day to, he said, get in here and help me pull this together. And I kind of did, and I just knew that it was, I was like, yeah. I was like, wow, this is a good thing. It's a great thing. And now that I'm not homeless and in a different situation in my life, and it's so grateful to be here back on the other end kind of thing.
My name is Jay Paluziani, and I'm the director of Northside Common Ministries. Tracy's been with us for well over a year, possibly like a year and a half, actually. The great thing about Tracy is interpersonal relationship with the folks that come in. He's really connected to them. He knows them from other areas of the neighborhood, and actually hangs out with some of them occasionally in their camps and in their tents in that area where they live. So he has a really good understanding of how these people are struggling and makes them feel at home and welcome when they're here so that they feel special and it's not just another social service agency that, you know, throwing some food on the table for them, but really connecting with them in a different way.
I had the fried fish that Tracy made, and the meatballs, and the macaroni and cheese. And he also is awesome with the fried chicken. And also, he's a very a pleasant guy, a nice personality. He's a good friend of mine outside of here, too. I've known him for a while, so yeah.
It's more about information, giving. We also have a morning coffee session that we do at 9 o'clock when the drop-in guys first start coming in. Where you at? Where you going? What can we do next? Where can we go next? There is employment agency. We're help here too as well. There's also counselors here too as well, and with housing, getting people in directions they need to go with housing. Information is really what I found out that was when I became homeless a couple of years ago. That was hard to get a hold of. That there is help out there for you, but if you're not aware of it, you don't know it. Then it's kind of. So if we give information to the guys here in the mornings kind of thing. It's something about it that it's fulfilling. It's like the right thing. It's like being grateful on my end to be able to do this. It's a great thing. It's a good feeling.
To learn more about others making a difference in our community or to nominate someone whose efforts you think should be celebrated, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.